Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Extremely local news. Let's say hello to Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. Hello again, Seamus.
Good morning, Wendy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Did you make any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I didn't either.
Bear Super Bowl.
Oh, hi. That's beyond your control. But it would be nice.
Who knows? Maybe.
All right. Some things to do outside in Chicago this January. We really have a great city.
We really do. Yeah, we like to do this at the start of every month. It gets harder and harder to make this list in January and February, but there are some good options that we've rounded up if you like to bust out of the house a little bit. There's some of the old favorites are new old favorites, like the ice skating ribbon at Maggie Daly Park, which is really cool, especially if you have your own skates. It's pretty cheap that way, but you can rent them there as well. One of the newer ones, and this always confuses people, but there are those hot tub boats on the Chicago River.
Yeah, I have not seen one live in action, but I saw it on your list, and I'm sorry, I don't know anything about this.
There's a couple companies that have these floating hot tub boats. You can rent them. They don't list the number of people, but it's 800 pounds, so it kind of depends on how big your crew is.
Literally.
You could rent them for it. It ranges between 300 to about $500 for 90 minutes. So, you got to really, save up for this. But you can get in there. You'd steer them yourselves. You can go up and down the North
really?
Branch. I think, it's really strange, especially when it's snowing out, to see these people whipping it up. But you also got to be comfortable with being in a swimsuit in public, with everyone staring at you because they all think you're crazy.
All right. Well, now I know about it. There's a bird walk and plastic bag crochet workshop. This sounds fun to me.
Yeah, there's an owl prowl. There's the Jack Frost holiday pop-up in Fulton Market. Looks like fun. It looks like it's like a carnival. There's bumper cars, and that's only open for the next couple days, so that's kind of a spillover from the holiday season.
All right. At Lincoln Park's North Pond... explain this story. I don't even know where any of this is.
Okay, yeah. This is a fun little feature about the North Pond Restaurant in Lincoln Park, and this is literally in Lincoln Park. It's kind of near the zoo. It's tucked away in the woods. They turned it into a restaurant. It used to be like a park district storage building. Great little place, and they've had a new chef there for a little bit. Cesar Murillo. He was on Top Chef last season. If the name sounds familiar to fans of him, and it just explains how he puts the menu together, including a lot of foraging for mushrooms on the Indiana border. They've got bees on the roof. They've got a garden on the roof. A lot of this stuff is not all that producing at the moment.
Yeah.
He explains how, he forages it, he stores it, he pickles it, and he makes a whole menu out of locally sourced things. He's got venison from Wisconsin and all different sort of things. I've never been to this place, but after reading Pat Philbin's story on our site, it made me really want to check it out because the guy sounds fascinating and the food creations, stuff that I've never even seen before, but it looks delicious. Probably a good date night, probably.
Yeah, that sounds great, and the location as well. All right, North Pond in Lincoln Park. And what's going on with the CTA redevelopment?
All right, yes. As we all know, anyone that takes the red line on the north side, they've been rebuilding the tracks up there. They called it the red and purple line modernization. The biggest part, besides all those station closures, was this huge flyover that basically just before, just a little south of Wrigley, it takes the brown line west and above the red line tracks, blah, blah, blah. But the interesting part was they had to tear down a bunch of the neighborhood to get all the construction equipment in there. And so now the CTA, which owns all this land, is going to start selling it off, letting people redevelop it. So you're going to get a whole new stretch of Clark Street, like I said, just a little bit south of Wrigley Field, kind of near Nisei Lounge, if people like to go there. So it should be interesting. They're looking for proposals. It's going to be some housing. It's got to be stuff that fits the transit-oriented development. But knowing it's Clark Street and Lakeview, there's probably going to be a bunch of new bars as well and probably some burrito places. So it'll be interesting. We'll keep our eye on it. But, yeah, the area kind of is beat up right now. Lots of construction equipment. They had cranes there for years. But that's all getting cleared out, and they're going to rebuild everything that they tore down and put up some new stuff there. So interesting stuff for Lakeview and for all those people that live nearby and have been watching this construction for the last 7 years, I think it's been.
Wow. All right. Well, all these stories and more can be found at blockclubchicago.org. Some great stuff you cover. He's Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. Go Bears, Seamus. Happy New Year.
Go Bears. Thank you. Happy New Year.